I think imagination deserves to come back to the forefront of research and concern in psychology and philosophy, and I would say even in neuroscience. It fell out of the picture because of the rise of behaviorism. The mind sort of fell out of the picture because we thought, well, we can only study behaviors of animals and humans, and we can't know what's happening in the mind. So it disappeared. But then when the mind came back during the cognitive revolution, it came back on the model of a computer. So computational mind, of course, very popular and did great things. I mean, that thinking of the mind that way has been productive.